नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सति गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। So, in this first section of the third chapter, we saw that how Shukadeva Goswami is mentioning that even if one may happen to have some material desires, but still, you know, it is better to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Udhara Dihi. If one is of broader intelligence, then one worships the Supreme Lord and do not go to these devatas. And we also saw that the way the Supreme Lord reciprocates is that he takes away those desires and gives the higher objective of prema. And then we also saw in the previous verse that what is the process for these demigod worshippers to become devotees? Yad Bhagavata Sangataha. Only by association of devotees is that progress possible. That also we saw. So, but one may ask that for so many decades, I have been faithfully serving my object of worship, you know, such and such demigod. I have been for so many lifetimes serving, not lifetimes, he has no scope of knowing, but at least for so many decades, at least he can say, for so many decades I have been serving this demigod. Now you are telling, reject that demigod and worship the Supreme Lord. Are you asking me to be unfaithful? For so long, you know, faithfully I have been serving him, and he has also been reciprocating for all my pleas. So now you are telling this is not good worship. Reject this master and accept another master. Isn't that what kind of a faithless thing that you are asking me to do? One may say like that. So in response to that, Shukadeva Goswami says, ज्ञानम यदा प्रतिनिवृत्त गुणोर्मिचक्रम आत्मप्रसादोत यत्र गुणेश्व संग कैवल्य सम्मत पतस्त्वत भक्ति योग को निर्वृतो हरि कथा सुरतिम न कुर्यात्। सो फॉर दिस वर्स श्रील प्रभुपादा एंड श्रील विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर गिव स्लाइटली डिफरेंट ट्रांसलेशंस। सो श्रील विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर सेज, सो ही हैज in return, what is the problem? He says, yad jnanam, the path of jnana. He says, kaivalya sammata pata. While demigod worship is not a path which has been approved by great personalities to achieve the Supreme Lord. Whereas the path of jnana is definitely an approved path to achieve the Supreme Lord, at least in his Brahman feature, jnana yoga. And a pratinivritta gunormi chakram, and practice of this jnana creates indifference to the three gunas. One does not get by constant practice. If one becomes qualified to practice jnana, he is not affected by the three gunas. Whereas a demigod worshipper is very much acting within the three gunas. And atma prasada, when one practices the path of jnana, it results in some kind of satisfaction of the self. Yastu atmaratireva syad atmatriptascha manava atmanyeva hi santushto tasya karyam na vidyate, Krishna says. So for such a person, he feels some sense of self-satisfaction which a demigod worshipper does not experience. He may get some satisfaction of his desire being fulfilled, but that satisfaction is not on the level of atma. It may be on the level of one's mind or intelligence. Okay? అండ్ యత్ర గుణేశ్వ సంగహ అండ్ ఫర్దర్ ఇట్ క్రియేట్స్ కంప్లీట్ డిటాచ్మెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ ద గుణాస్ ద పాత్ ఆఫ్ జ్ఞాన వర్ ఎస్ డెమిగాడ్ వర్షిప్ దట్స్ నాట్ క్రియేట్స్ సచ్ అ డిటాచ్మెంట్ అండ్ ఈ సేస్ అత భక్తి యోగ స్టిల్ సచ్ అ ప్రాక్టీషనర్ ఆఫ్ సచ్ అ ఎగ్జాల్టెడ్ పాత్ ఆఫ్ జ్ఞాన హీ గివ్స్ అప్ దట్ జ్ఞాన అండ్ టేక్స్ అప్ టు భక్తి అంతే నారాయణ స్మృతి హీ పుట్స్ అ ఫుల్ స్టాప్ టు దట్ సచ్ అన్ ఎగ్జాల్టెడ్ పాత్ ఆఫ్ జ్ఞాన అండ్ టేక్స్ అప్ టు భక్తి వై కాంట్ యూ డూ ఇట్ యువర్ పాత్ ఇస్ సో మచ్ మోర్ ఇన్ఫీరియర్ టు ది పాత్ ఆఫ్ జ్ఞాన డెమిగాడ్ వర్షిప్ ఇఫ్ అ జ్ఞానీ ఈజ్ విల్లింగ్ టు పుట్ అ ఫుల్ స్టాప్ టు హిస్ ప్రాక్టీస్ అండ్ టేక్ అప్ టు భక్తి వై షుడ్ అ డెమిగాడ్ వర్షిపర్ థింక్ సో దట్స్ వాట్ కో నివృతో హరికథా సురతిమ్న కురయాత్ దెన్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సింగ్ సచ్ అ బ్లిస్ ఇన్ భక్తి వై వుడ్ సమ్వన్ నాట్ వాంట్ టు గివ్ అప్ ది అదర్ పాత్ అండ్ టేక్ అప్ టు ది పాత్ ఆఫ్ భక్తి సో ఎ డెమిగాడ్ వర్షిపర్ షుడ్ నాట్ సే దట్ హౌ కెన్ ఐ షిఫ్ట్ అలీజెన్స్ హౌ కెన్ ఐ షిఫ్ట్ మై ఫెయిత్ ఫర్ సో లాంగ్ ఐ హావ్ బీన్ వర్షిపింగ్ దిస్ డెమిగాడ్ దిస్ ఇస్ దట్స్ ఓకే పీపుల్ హావ్ గివెన్ అప్ హయ్యర్ థింగ్స్ టు టేక్ అప్ టు భక్తి వాట్ యు ఆర్ గివింగ్ అప్ ఇస్ నాట్ సో మచ్ సిగ్నిఫికెంట్ లైక్ దట్ ఓకే సో దిస్ ఇస్ శ్రీల విశ్వనాథ చక్రవర్తి ఠాకూర్ మెన్షనింగ్ ప్రభుపాద్ గివ్స్ a different understanding. Prabhupada uses this word, this verse to glorify the path of bhakti. What is the nature of knowledge that is bestowed by practicing the path of bhakti? So he says, yad jnanam, that knowledge which is in relationship to the Supreme Lord Hari. What is the nature of that knowledge? Apratinivritta gunormi chakram. ఆ ప్రతినివృత్త గుణోర్మి చక్రం మీన్స్ ఇట్ ఎక్స్ట్రికేట్స్ వన్ ఇట్ పుల్స్ అవుట్ వన్ ఫ్రమ్ ద వరల్డ్ పూల్స్ ఆఫ్ ద త్రీ మోడ్స్ ఊర్మి మీన్స్ వేవ్స్ ఆర్ వరల్డ్ పూల్స్ గుణ ఊర్మి మీన్స్ ది వరల్డ్ పూల్స్ ఆఫ్ ద త్రీ మోడ్స్ ఆ ప్రతినివృత్త ఇట్ రిమూవ్స్ వన్ ఫ్రమ్ దోస్ వరల్డ్ పూల్స్ ఆఫ్ ద త్రీ మోడ్స్ దట్ ఈస్ ద నేచర్ ఆఫ్ భక్తి యాజ్ మెన్షన్డ్ ఇన్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం వేద్యం వాస్తవం అత్ర వస్తు శివదం తాపత్రయోన్మూలనం తాపత్రయ ఉన్మూలనం దట్ ఈస్ ద నేచర్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ దట్ భక్తి గివ్స్ దట్ ఈస్ ద ఫస్ట్ పాయింట్ దట్ ప్రభుపాద్ సేస్ దట్ ద నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ భక్తి రిమూవ్స్ వన్ ఫ్రమ్ ది వరల్డ్ పూల్స్ ఆఫ్ మెటీరియల్ మోడ్స్ సెకండ్ ఇస్ ఆత్మప్రసాద practice of bhakti gives birth to satisfaction of the soul savai pumsam paro dharmo eto bhakti radokshaje ahaituki apratihata yayatma suprasidati so such a satisfaction on the platform of soul is possible only by practice of bhakti by no other practice so that is the second quality of jnana and then he says yatra guneshu asangaha గుణేషు అసంగః సో ఫస్ట్ వి సా ఇట్ రిమూవ్స్ ద ప్రాక్టీషనర్ ఫ్రమ్ ద వరల్డ్ పూల్ ఆఫ్ మోడ్స్ అండ్ దెన్ దిస్ గుణేషు అసంగ మీన్స్ ద ప్రాక్టీస్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇస్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ టు ద త్రీ మోడ్స్ ద ప్రాక్టీస్ ఆఫ్ భక్తి ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇస్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ టు ద త్రీ మోడ్స్ అండ్ నో అదర్ ప్రాసెస్ ఇస్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ టు ద త్రీ మోడ్స్ సో ఇన్ కమెంటింగ్ టు ది వర్స్ త్రైగుణ్య విషయావేద నిస్త్రైగుణ్యో భవార్జున In commenting on this verse, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur quotes from Uddhava Gita, where Krishna is speaking to Uddhava and he is telling, what is the meaning of Nirguna? What is truly Nirguna? So he mentions that, he says, Kaivalyam Sattvikam Jnanam. So I will just compare the, of course he tells about what is knowledge in the mode of goodness, passion and ignorance and transcendental. So I will just compare the goodness and transcendental because the rest is clear. He says, Kaivalyam Sattvikam Jnanam. Kaivalyam means knowledge of the soul, knowledge of the super soul, absolute knowledge. That is also in mode of goodness only, he says. But మద్ నిష్టాం నిర్గుణం స్మృతం. నాలెడ్జ్ బేస్డ్ అపాన్ మీ ఈస్ అండర్స్టుడ్ టు బి ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్. నాలెడ్జ్ డైరెక్ట్లీ రిలేటింగ్ టు ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ కృష్ణ, దట్ ఈస్ నిర్గుణ. వెరాస్ ఈవన్ నాలెడ్జ్ దట్ లీడ్స్ వన్ టు లిబరేషన్ ఈస్ విత్ ఇన్ త్రీ మోడ్స్. ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్డ్ దట్ ద లార్డ్స్ మహామాయా పొటెన్సీ ఈస్ డివైడెడ్ ఇన్ టు త్రీ పార్ట్స్. ఓకే, విద్య, అవిద్య అండ్ ప్రధాన్. ఓకే, సో ప్రధాన్ వీసా ఇట్ ప్రొవైడ్స్ ఆల్ ద వేరియస్ మెటీరియల్ ఫెసిలిటీస్ ఫర్ ద లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీ టు ఐడెంటిఫై విత్. ఓకే, సో ఆల్ ద మెటీరియల్ ఫెసిలిటీస్ ద గ్రాస్ బాడీ అండ్ సటిల్ బాడీ టు ఐడెంటిఫై విత్ ఇస్ ప్రొవైడెడ్ బై ప్రధాన్. అండ్ ద అవిద్య పొటెన్సీ మేక్స్ దట్ లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీ ఐడెంటిఫై విత్ ఆల్ దట్ ప్రధాన్ ఇస్ ప్రొవైడింగ్ అండ్ హీ గెట్స్ బివిల్డెడ్ బై దట్. దట్ ఈస్ ది రోల్ ఆఫ్ అవిద్య పొటెన్సీ. అండ్ ద రోల్ ఆఫ్ విద్యా పొటెన్సీ ఈస్ టు రిమూవ్ దట్ లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీ ఫ్రమ్ దట్ అవిద్య అండ్ మేక్ హిమ్ ఎయిమ్ టువర్డ్స్ ది గోల్ ఆఫ్ లిబరేషన్. సో దిస్ ఈస్ ది రోల్ ఆఫ్ విద్య, అవిద్య అండ్ ప్రధాన్. బట్ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్లీ ఆల్ త్రీ ఆర్ యునో దే బిలాంగ్ టు మహామాయా పొటెన్సీ ఓన్లీ. దే ఆర్ విత్ ఇన్ మహామాయా పొటెన్సీ అండ్ లిబరేషన్ ద నాలెడ్జ్ దట్ లీడ్స్ టు లిబరేషన్ ఇస్ కన్సిడర్డ్ టు బి నాలెడ్జ్ ఇన్ ద మోడ్ ఆఫ్ గుడ్నెస్ ఓన్లీ. ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ నాలెడ్జ్. ఓన్లీ నాలెడ్జ్ దట్ ఈస్ డైరెక్ట్లీ రిలేటెడ్ టు ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ అట్ భగవాన్ ఆర్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్. ఎనీథింగ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ ప్యూర్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్. ఈవెన్ మిక్స్డ్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ విచ్ కెన్ లీడ్ వన్ అప్ టు లిబరేషన్ దట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్. వనం తు సాత్వికో వాసో మద్ నికేతం తు నిర్గుణం. సో ఇన్ దిస్ సిరీస్ ఆఫ్ వర్సెస్ కృష్ణ ఇస్ టెల్లింగ్ ఉద్ధవ వాట్ ఈస్ ద ట్రూ మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ నిర్గుణ, నిర్గుణ వాట్ కాన్స్టిట్యూట్స్ నిర్గుణ. వనం తు సాత్వికో వాసో, ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ వన్ మే స్టే ఇన్ ఎ ఫారెస్ట్ దట్ ఈస్ రెసిడెన్స్ ఇన్ ది మోడ్ ఆఫ్ గుడ్నెస్ ఓన్లీ, బట్ మద్ నికేతం తు నిర్గుణం, బట్ మై అబోర్డ్, మై టెంపుల్ దట్ ఈస్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ టు ద త్రీ మోడ్స్. సాత్విక కారకో అసంగి నిర్గుణో మద్ అపాశ్రయ. ఈ సేస్ కారక మీన్స్ వన్ హూ ఇస్ పర్ఫార్మర్ ఆఫ్ అన్ యాక్టివిటీ. ఈ సేస్ దట్ అసంగీ కారక, వన్ హూ ఇస్ ఎ డిటాచ్డ్ వర్కర్, ఎ వర్కర్ హూ ఇస్ నాట్ అటాచ్డ్ టు ఎంజాయింగ్ ది ఫ్రూట్స్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ ఓన్ యాక్టివిటీస్, హీ సేస్ హీ ఈస్ అట్ ద మోస్ట్ ఇన్ మోడ్ ఆఫ్ గుడ్నెస్. బట్ మత్ సేవాయాం తు నిర్గుణ, బట్ వన్ హూ ఇస్ ఇన్క్లైన్ టు సర్వ్ మీ హీ ఈస్ యాక్చువల్లీ నిర్గుణ. కృష్ణ టెల్స్ ఉద్ధవ అందని సేస్ సాత్వికం సుఖం ఆత్మోత్తం, ఆత్మోత్త సుఖం సాత్వికం. యాజ్ వి సా ఎస్తు ఆత్మరతిరేవ సద్ ఆత్మతృప్తశ్చ మానవ, దట్ సాటిస్ఫాక్షన్ విచ్ అరైసెస్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ఆత్మ వన్స్ ఓన్ సెల్ఫ్ దట్ ఈస్ సాత్విక సుఖ, దట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్. నిర్గుణం మద్ అపాశ్రయం, బట్ దట్ హ్యాపీనెస్ ఫౌండ్ వితిన్ మీ ఇస్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్. ఓకే, సో దేర్ ఫోర్ ఎయిదర్ ది గోల్ దట్ ఈస్ దట్ వన్ అచీవ్స్ బై దిస్ ప్రాక్టీస్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ మిక్స్డ్ ప్రాక్టీసెస్ ఆర్ ద ప్రాక్టీసెస్ దెమ్సెల్స్ దే ఆర్ నాట్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్, దే ఆర్ అట్ ద మోస్ట్ ఇన్ ది మోడ్ ఆఫ్ గుడ్నెస్. ఓన్లీ ప్యూర్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీసెస్ నిర్గుణ, దట్ ఈస్ ద మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ఎత్ర గుణేషు అసంగ. సో అన్లెస్ ది ప్రాసెస్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇస్ కంప్లీట్లీ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ టు ద త్రీ మోడ్స్, హౌ కెన్ ఇట్ టేక్ అ ప్రాక్టీషనర్ టు ది ప్లాట్ఫామ్ ఆఫ్ బీయింగ్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ టు ద త్రీ మోడ్స్. దట్ ఈస్ ద డిఫరెన్స్ బిట్వీన్ ఆ ప్రతినివృత్త గుణోర్మి చక్రం అండ్ గుణేషు అసంగ. గుణేషు అసంగ మీన్స్ ది ప్రాక్టీస్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇస్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ టు ద త్రీ మోడ్స్. ఆ ప్రతినివృత్త గుణోర్మి చక్రం మీన్స్ దిస్ ప్రాక్టీస్ ఇస్ కేపబుల్ ఆఫ్ పుల్లింగ్ ది ప్రాక్టీషనర్ టు ది ప్లాట్ఫామ్ ఆఫ్ బీయింగ్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ టు ది త్రీ మోడ్స్. అండ్ కైవల్య సమ్మత పద, దిస్ పాత్ ఇస్ కంప్లీట్లీ అప్రూవ్డ్ బై ది అథారిటీస్. As Arjuna says, asito devalo vyaso swayam chaiva bravishime, like that. Therefore he says ko nirvruto harikatasu ratim na kuryat, therefore who is that person who would not be attracted to such a glorious path which has all these characteristics? Okay? Can you try to recall what are the characteristics of this knowledge of pure devotional service? What is the first characteristic? It pulls the practitioner to the stage of being beyond three modes. Apratinirvritta gunormi chakram. What is the second? Atma prasada. It gives satisfaction on the platform of soul. Third, guneshu asangaha. The practice itself is beyond three modes. And then the fourth, kaivalya sammatapata. This has the stamp of approval of all the great authorities. So therefore, ko nirvrito harikata suratimna kuryat. Therefore, who is that person who could fail to be attracted to such a glorious process of bhakti? This is how Prabhupada translates this verse. Okay. So, thus Shukadeva Goswami very comprehensively ends his presentation of establishing the superiority of bhakti in comparison with the two paths of liberation and demigod worship. So at this point of time, Shaunaka the rishis, sensing that maybe the Bhagavatam discussion is over, because the question of Parikshit Maharaj has been answered very systematically. Okay, there is no... all pramanas have been given. And Shukadeva Goswami has left very little to negotiate. It's very clearly established that the path of devotional service is superior. What he has to do, what he should not be doing. Everything has been established very systematically by Shukadeva Goswami. So Shaunakadi rishis, they have just put an end to a 1,000-year sacrifice. They had decided, okay, next 1,000 years of our life, we will dedicate it to performing this sacrifice. And they say that, what is that verse? Dhuma dhumrat manan bhavan. What is that verse? Karmanyasmin anashvase dhuma dhumratmanan bhavan apayayati govinda pada padmasavam madhu. They say, my dear Suta Goswami, it is true that we started performing this 1,000-year sacrifice, but after performing for some time, all that we have gained is that our faces have become black due to the soot coming out of the sacrificial fire. Nothing else we have gained. So now we are convinced that the only thing that can pacify us is the nectarian beverage of Krishna Katha. Apayayati, which means make us forcibly drink. Apayayati Govinda Pada Padmasavam Madhu, that nectarian beverage of Krishna Katha. Okay, like that they say. And then they also mentioned that Kalim Agatam Agyaya Shetresmin Vaishnave Vayam Asina Dirga Satrena Katayam Sakshana Harehe. At the beginning only they told Suta Goswami that sensing that Kali has arrived, Kalim Agatam Agyaya Asmin Shetre Vaishnave Vayam, all of us Vaishnavas have assembled in this Shetra of Naimisharanya. Asina Dirga Satrena, we assembled here to perform a very long sacrifice and we have stopped it, which means we have all the time at our disposal. So, Katayam Sakshana Harehe. So, speak elaborately this subject matter of Harikatha. Don't cut short. So now they are wondering, Shukadeva Goswami has actually answered the question of Parikshit Maharaj, and it's just hardly a few hours have passed by while Suta Goswami has been narrating this. So they are afraid that is Suta Goswami cutting short this description because maybe he is thinking that we are not sufficiently interested. Because we know that the conversation between Parikshit Maharaj and Shukadeva Goswami happened for 7 days. whereas only few hours have passed and already we are sensing that Shukadeva Goswami has very comprehensively answered the question asked by Parikshit Maharaj. So is Suta Goswami going to stop Krishna Katha here by summarizing whatever was spoken by Shukadeva Goswami to Parikshit Maharaj? So before even Shukadeva Goswami says full stop, you know, thus ends. So the Bhaktivedanta purports for Srimad Bhagavatam. So before he tells that, Shaunagadi Rishis, they want to say, if at all you have summarized, okay, please expand on this summary. We are not here. We have been assembled here with the only goal of hearing the full Krishna Katha from you. So please don't cut short. Whatever Shukadeva Goswami spoke to Parikshit Maharaj in 7 days, the whole thing you please speak to us. So this inspiration they are going to give to Suta Goswami in various ways. And these are like standard techniques throughout Bhagavatam you will see. Whenever the inquirer wants to inspire the speaker, you know, throughout Bhagavatam they have like standard methodologies to, they know, you know, how to inspire the speaker. So let's see how they are planning, how they are trying to inspire Shaunagadi Rishis. So Shaunaka Rishi, he says, iti abhivyahritam raja nishamya bharatarshaba kimanyat prishtavan bhuyo vayasakim rishim kavim. Iti abhivyahritam nishamya. After hearing these explanations by Shukadeva Goswami, kim anyad raja prishtavan bhuyo, what else did Parikshit Maharaj ask? Unto vayasakim rishim kavim, unto the wise sage Shukadeva. Okay? They are not asking, did he ask any further questions to Shukadeva Goswami? They are not giving such an, you know, option to Suta Goswami. They are telling, definitely you would have asked something further. Tell me what he asked. We are not asking whether he asked. Because he may say no and then he may move forward. So they say, you tell what he asked, because we know the discussion happened for 7 days. So therefore, what else did Parikshit Maharaj ask Shukadeva Goswami? Like that. So they are sure that, you know, some more questions would have been asked by Parikshit Maharaj. So then, they say that, etat shushroshatam vidvan sutanor hasibashitum kata harikato darka satam syusadasidruvam. My dear Suta Goswami, you are vidvan, you are a vidwan, you are an expert speaker, and we are shushrushatam, we are people who are highly eager, extremely eager to hear. So he says, this is a very good combination. You are an expert speaker and we are extremely eager to hear. So therefore, naha bashitum arhasi. What is the meaning of arhasi? Therefore, you have to. Therefore, you should tell us. What? Kata harikata udarka. He says that topics which conclude in discussions of Lord Hari. It's a very interesting question, interesting instruction. You can say it's like an instruction, because Shaunagadi Rishi is like a very, you know, very old and older devotee. He's telling, speak that Harikatha, speak that Katha, which would conclude in Harikatha. Which means to start with, it may not seem like Harikatha. Like we saw, Dashamasya Vishuddhyartham Navanam Ihalakshanam Varnayante Mahatmanaha. The great Mahatmas describe the other 9 topics in order to properly bring out the glory of the 10th topic. And you see what question Shaunakadi Rishi is, they are asking Suta Goswami, they are telling, speak katha, which may, it's okay if it seems like not directly Hari Katha, but eventually it should end up glorifying Lord Hari. So if that is there, you speak. But if some discussion happened which was not conclusively Hari Katha, then you may choose to skip those sections. That's what they're indicating here. Katha Hari Katha Udarka. Dhruvamsyu Satam Sadasi. He says, definitely topics which eventually led to Hari Katha would have happened in such a glorious assembly where Shukadeva Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj were present. So this is our conviction. Okay. How could so many people assembled there from various places and just had 1 or 2 hours of discussion? It's not possible. Kata harikato darka dhruvam syu sadasi dhruvam. So that kata topics which would eventually lead to harikata would have definitely been discussed in the assembly of such exalted personalities. So you please don't cut short. Tell exactly whatever was spoken in that assembly between Parikshit Maharaj and Shukadeva Goswami. Like that, they are trying to inspire Suta Goswami. So, we saw yesterday also that the glory of Srimad Bhagavatam as against any other scripture is that any discussion that starts is ultimately conclusively Harikatha. Whereas no other scripture is like that. Yesterday we saw one example for this from the 12th canto verse we saw. Another verse, if you see, Maitreya, Vidura approaches Maitreya to hear Krishna Katha. But Vidura himself comes from a very glorious lineage. Who is the father of Vidura? Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva is the father of Vidura. He compiled Mahabharata and he is famous for that. Okay. So one might ask, why you have come all the way till here to hear Harikatha while your father itself is such a glorious writer? He has written so many things. Whereas what Maitreya has written till now, at least I don't know, you know, what are the various works written by Maitreya, we don't know. Though both of them were, you know, Vyasadeva and Maitreya were classmates. They learned from the same guru. But one may ask, why don't you hear this Harikatha from your father only? So Vidura gives a very interesting answer. He says, Paravaresham Bhagavan Vratani Shrutani Me Vyasamukad Abhikshnam. He says, I have heard this Mahabharata many times from my father Vyasadev, which talks about Paravaresham, which talks about, you know, some higher persons and lower persons. All these things I have heard many times from my father Vyasadev, but Atrupnuma, but I am not satisfied. Why? Shulla Sukavahanam, because it gave me insignificant happiness by hearing all those subject matters from my father. Why? Tesham Rite Krishna Katamrita Oghat, because those discussions were devoid of the great sweetness of Krishna's pastimes. Some Krishna's pastimes were also there, but not all descriptions were geared towards glorifying Krishna. Therefore, it was devoid of the glories of Krishna. Therefore, Atrupnuma, I was not satisfied. So therefore, you speak Krishna Katha, which must be conclusively, any Katha you speak must conclude in glorification of Lord Hari. Only that can give full satisfaction, like that Vidura is telling Maitreya. That's why he said, I have heard this Mahabharata so many times. But because not all stories were conclusively glorifying Krishna, my heart is not satisfied by hearing such a description. Therefore, you speak something which would all conclude in Harikatha, which would all conclude in glorification of Lord Hari. Only that can give me true satisfaction. Like that, Vidura was telling Maitreya. Okay. So Srila Prabhupada here writes in the purport, literatures like Mahabharata, Ramayana and the Puranas are for the general mass of people as they contain pastimes of the Lord. Therefore, they are called the fifth Veda. Hence, they should be discussed with full confidence in the society of great devotees. What is Prabhupada talking about? Satamsyu sadasid dhruvam. That such topics would have definitely been discussed in the assembly of great devotees. So Prabhupada says, all these Puranas and Itihasas, they contain Krishna Katha, therefore they must be discussed definitely in the assembly of only pure devotees. Okay? Not in the assembly of impersonalists. Okay? Why only in the assembly of devotees? Because since such literatures contain stories and pastimes, mundane professional speakers, they tend to make it mundane. Okay? Therefore, they should be discussed only in the assembly of devotees and they should not be discussed in any other, you know, circles. Then it would become like, the ninth offense, instructing a faithless person about the glories of the holy names. Like that. Savai Bhagavato Raja Pandaveyo Maharataha Bala Kredana Kai Kredan Krishna Kredamya Adade. So this is another popular methodology that the inquirer used to inspire the speaker. They say that you please speak about that conversation. Why? Because we know that the speaker and hearer, they are so glorious. Such glorious personalities that whatever discussion happened between these two personalities must be some really wonderful subject matter. This is something that they do by glorifying the speaker and hearer whose conversation they wish to hear from the immediate speaker. Like now Shaunakadi Rishis want to hear from Suta Goswami about the discussion that happened between Parikshit Maharaj and Shukadeva Goswami. So what they will do is, they will glorify Shukadeva Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj. They will explain to Suta Goswami that we know how glorious these personalities are. So therefore we are extremely eager to hear about the discussion that happened between these two wonderful personalities. So please speak. This is just to show that we are not here to just get some pious entertainment by hearing some katha. We are here to seriously hear the discussions that happened between such exalted personalities. So in that mode, they are now going to glorify Shukadeva Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj. So first they are glorifying Parikshit Maharaj. They are telling, Saharaja, this king Parikshit Maharaj, Pandaveya, the grandson of Pandavas, Maharathah, he was a great warrior. But, Bala Kridanakai Kridan, Krishna Kridamya Adade. But as a child, it's not that he would be engaged in various kinds of Kshatriya sports. But he would always be engaged in worshipping or enacting pastimes of Krishna. So this is in one verse. The Shaunakadi Rishis are glorifying Parikshit Maharaj, which means there are so many glories of Parikshit Maharaj, but if they have to choose one activity of Parikshit Maharaj that really stands out, which really is a real telltale evidence that he is a wonderful devotee, they choose this pastime. What is that pastime? While he was a child, he was not interested in the natural childish proclivities, while he was very much interested in enacting Krishna's pastimes. Okay? Same thing comes when Parikshit Maharaj is trying to inspire Shukadeva Goswami to speak further about the conversation that happened between ఓ సారీ 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 దిస్ ఇస్ సుఖదేవ్ గోస్వామి గ్లోరిఫైయింగ్ మైత్రేయ గ్లోరిఫైయింగ్ సారీ సుఖదేవ్ గోస్వామి గ్లోరిఫైయింగ్ ఉద్ధవ. హి సేస్ ఇఫ్ ఐ హ్యావ్ టు గ్లోరిఫై ఉద్ధవ ఇన్ వన్ వర్స్ వాట్ ఈస్ ది క్యాలిబర్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ఉద్ధవ. హి సేస్ య పంచహాయనో మాత్ర ప్రాతర్ ఆశాయ యాచిత తన్నైచ్ఛద్ రచయన్ యస్య సపర్యాం బాలలీలయ. హి సేస్ దట్ హీ వాజ్ సచ్ అ గ్లోరియస్ పర్సనాలిటీ. హి డజంట్ సే దట్ హీ వాజ్ వెరీ క్లోజ్ టు కృష్ణ అండ్ ఆల్ దట్. హీ సేస్ వైల్ హీ వాజ్ జస్ట్ అ చైల్డ్ 5 years old పంచహాయనో మాత్ర వెన్ హీ వాజ్ జస్ట్ 5 years old సపర్యాం బాలలీలయ హీ వాజ్ సో అబ్జార్బ్డ్ ఇన్ సర్వింగ్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ ఇన్ హిస్ డిటీ ఫార్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ కోర్స్ దట్ ప్రాతర్ ఆశాయ యాచిత హిస్ మదర్ వుడ్ కమ్ అండ్ కాల్ హిమ్ ఫర్ బ్రేక్ఫాస్ట్ ప్లీజ్ కమ్ అండ్ టేక్ బ్రేక్ఫాస్ట్ బట్ తద్ న ఇచ్చద్ బట్ హీ వుడ్ నాట్ బి ఇంట్రెస్టెడ్ ఇన్ ఈవెన్ ఈటింగ్ హీ వుడ్ బి సో అబ్జార్బ్డ్ ఇన్ వర్షిపింగ్ ది డిటీ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ వెన్ హీ వాజ్ జస్ట్ 5 years old. ఓకే సో సేమ్ హియర్ ఎదర్ సుఖదేవ్ గోస్వామి గ్లోరిఫైయింగ్ ఉద్ధవ ఇన్ వన్ వర్స్ అండ్ హియర్ శౌనకాది రిషీస్ వెన్ దే వాంటెడ్ టు గ్లోరిఫై పరీక్షిత్ మహారాజ్ దే చూస్ దిస్ వన్ పాస్ టైమ్ విచ్ ఇస్ ఇట్స్ నాట్ అ పాస్ టైమ్ యాజ్ సచ్ ఇన్ వన్ వే ఇఫ్ యు సీ వీ మైట్ థింక్ దట్ యునో దట్ పాస్ టైమ్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ కమింగ్ ఇన్ ది వూంబ్ ఆఫ్ ఉత్తరా టు ప్రొటెక్ట్ పరీక్షిత్ మహారాజ్ దే డోంట్ చూస్ దట్ పాస్ టైమ్ ఆల్సో దే ఆర్ చూసింగ్ దట్ యాజ్ అ చైల్డ్ వెన్ హీ వాజ్ జస్ట్ 5 years old he would be so absorbed in enacting Krishna's pastimes. He says this is a telltale evidence. And Prabhupada writes very powerful purports, both in the purport to this verse 3, third canto, second chapter, second verse, and second canto, third chapter, 15th verse. Very similar purport Prabhupada writes. Okay. So, in the purport, Prabhupada is writing that if a yoga brashta can be born in a, you know, shuchinam shrimatam gehe, in a mercantile family or in a very pious family, what then to speak of a great devotee like Parikshit Maharaj? He was not a yoga brashta. He was a practicing devotee. He was born in the great family of the Pandavas and hence he got to see their deity worship and hear Krishna Katha. Therefore, even while playing with dolls, he used to imitate those pastimes. Okay? Balak kreedanakai kreedan Krishna kreedam ya adade. And then Prabhupada writes in the purport that the Pandavas, all being devotees of the Lord, certainly venerated family deities in the royal palace for worship. Children who appear in such families, fortunately, generally imitate such worship of the deities even in the way of childhood play. By the grace of Lord Sri Krishna, we had the chance of being born in a Vaishnava family. We means Prabhupada is talking about himself. He says, I had an opportunity, but because I sounds little, maybe little proud. Okay, therefore he says, we had this opportunity to be chance to be born in a Vaishnava family, and in our childhood we imitated the worship of Lord Krishna by imitating our father. Okay, our father encouraged us in all respects to observe all functions such as the Ratyatra and Dola Yatra ceremonies, and he used to spend money liberally for distributing prasad to us children and our friends. See what Prabhupada is trying to indicate here. He wants to give his example, but he gives it in such a... He makes the point, but then downplays the whole thing. He's talking about his father. My father used to spend money liberally. My father gave us the opportunity to perform Dola Yatra and Ratyatra ceremonies. And he doesn't say, therefore, no conclusion. And he moves on to the next topic. Then he talks about his spiritual master. Our spiritual master, who also took his birth in a Vaishnava family, got all inspirations from his great Vaishnava father, Thakur Bhakti Vinod. That is the way of all lucky Vaishnava families. The celebrated Mirabai was a staunch devotee of Lord Krishna as the lifter of Govardhan Hill. The life history of many such devotees is almost the same, Prabhupada writes. Because there is always symmetry between the early lives of all great devotees of the Lord. There is symmetry, Prabhupada writes. According to Jiva Goswami, Maharaj Parikshit must have heard about the childhood pastimes of Lord Krishna at Vrindavan, for he used to imitate the pastimes with his young playmates. And Prabhupada is quoting Jiva Goswami, Sridhar Swami and Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. He says, according to Sridhar Swami, Maharaj Parikshit used to imitate the worship of family deities by elderly members. And Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur also confirms the viewpoint of Sri Jiva Goswami. Prabhupada writes, so accepting either of them, Maharaj Parikshit was naturally inclined to Lord Krishna from his very childhood. He might have imitated either of the above mentioned activities, and all of them establish his great devotion from his very childhood, a symptom of a Mahabhagavat, Prabhupada writes. Therefore, we may say that Parikshit Maharaj in his devotional career would have achieved so many things. Yeah? And here, Shaunakadi Rishis could have quoted any of his wonderful devotional accomplishments, but they choose to highlight this one apparently insignificant activity. All children play. Parikshit Maharaj also played. Children play with dolls. Parikshit Maharaj happened to play with a special kind of doll. That's all. In one sense, if you see. It doesn't seem like that big of a difference. But both Shaunakadi Rishi spoke to, chose to speak this pastime. Shukadev Goswami chose to speak that same pastime about Uddhava, and Prabhupada is writing such an elaborate purport discussing this. Such Mahabhagavatas are called Nitya Siddhas, or souls liberated from birth. But there are also others who may not be liberated from birth, but who develop a tendency for devotional service by association, and they are called Sadhana Siddhas. Prabhupada writes, there is no difference between the two in the ultimate issue. Okay? And so the conclusion is that everyone can become a Sadhana Siddha, a devotee of the Lord. And Prabhupada gives the example of Narada Muni. How? Narada Muni, by taking association of the Bhaktivedantas, he achieved perfection. Like that. So if one is not a Nitya Siddha from birth, you know, he is showing such symptoms, then one can always take the association of exalted devotees and achieve the same state. That's what is Prabhupada mentioning. So here they are glorifying Parikshit Maharaj for his wonderful devotion from a very young age. And now they are glorifying Shukadev Goswami. Vayasakischa Bhagavan Vasudeva Parayanaha Urugaya Gunodara Satam Syurhi Samagame. And Vayasakischa Bhagavan, omniscient Shukadev Goswami, was a Vasudeva Parayana. He was also no less devotee. He was a soul surrendered unto Vasudev. Therefore, Satam Samagame Urugaya Guna Udara Hisyuhu. And definitely in such a glorious assembly of devotees, definitely Krishna Katha must have been discussed. So please, speak this Krishna Katha that happened in the assembly of Parikshit Maharaj and Shukadev Goswami. So after glorifying the speaker and hearer, they are describing that if you do not speak this Krishna Katha and leave from here, what is going to be our state that they are describing? They say, Ayur harati vaipum sam udyan astam chayan asau tasyarite yachano nita uttamashloka vartaya. He says, if you do not speak Harikata and leave this place, what will happen? Yad udyan astamcha ayur harati vaipumsam. By every rising and setting of sun, the duration of one's lifespan decreases. Except for one personality. The one who is either hearing Krishna Katha or speaking Krishna Katha. Tasya rite, except one, yat shano nita, who does not let even a moment pass by, uttama shloka vartaya, without discussions of Krishna Katha. For such a person, rising and setting of sun does not indicate closer to death. Then one may ask, what do you mean? Then Vaishnavas don't die. We see that all Vaishnavas also die, just like other people. Why do you say that, rising and setting of sun, only other people die, but those who hear Harikatha, they don't die. Okay. Here both Prabhupada and Srila Vaishnava Chakravarti Thakur, they give very nice understanding to this verse. They say that, just like we say that the wealth of those of good character is imperishable wealth, since others spend their wealth in unlimited pleasures. Okay, so someone may get 10,000 rupees. Two people may get 10,000 rupees salary. Okay, one person may take 1,000 rupees from that and spend it for his monthly expenses and put 9,000 rupees in bank. Okay? Deposit it. Whereas another person may spend all the 10,000 rupees that he has got as salary. At the end of the month, both of them have empty pocket. Okay? He has zero and the other person also has zero. But is the situation same? No. One person has deposited 9,000 rupees which is there in bank. Like that every month is depositing 9,000 rupees. Though both of them at the end of the month are bereft of any money. But it is not the same situation. Similarly, a devotee by engaging in discussions of Harikatha, his passing of day is an eternal investment. Okay? Like that. And both Prabhupada and Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur quote from Manusmriti. There is a verse. Samam abrahmane danam dvigunam brahmana bruve adite shatasahasram anantam vedaparage. The translation is, in giving to the non-brahmana, in giving charity to a non-brahmana, the amount remains the same, which means a person regains that same amount in his next life. But in giving charity to a brahmana, who is brahmana in name only, matlab only by birth he is a brahmana, but by his guna and karma he is not a brahmana. But if one gives charity to such a person, in his next life he gets double the amount. Okay? And in giving to a brahmana who knows the Vedas thoroughly, that amount multiplies by 100,000 times. So which means, by giving charity, one loses money. One may say like that. See, I have spent the money and you have given in charity. End of the day, both of us have lost 1,000 rupees. How does it make any difference, one may say. But one who understands the Vedic scriptures, they understand that this money that this person has given in charity to a very exalted Vaishnava or Brahmana, that is going to come back to him in his next life 100,000 times back. Whereas this person who has spent it in his own sense gratification, he may not even get a human birth to earn that money. Okay. So therefore, it is mentioned that ayur harati vai pumsam. So that life is, the duration of life is lost for that person who does not engage in Harikatha. Whereas for a person who engages in Harikatha, for a devotee, it may apparently seem that he is also getting old and he may also be getting close to death. But what they don't see that he has already invested sufficient, already his home in Vaikuntha or Goloka has been built by all that time that he has spent, time and money that he has spent. His house has already been built. What this person does not see is what is going to happen in afterlife, in the next life. Okay. So, Srila Vishnachakrita Thakur makes a very interesting point here. He says that, but still, the Supreme Lord may choose to put a devotee or make a devotee go through birth, death, old age and disease. From an external point of view, if you see that, a devotee may also get diseased, he may also die. Sometimes a devotee may get a very deadly disease also. And he may pass away, like His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj. He passed away by getting this melanoma cancer. So like that, the Lord may choose to put his devotees also go through such situations. Why he does that? Vishnachakrita Thakur gives three reasons why the Lord makes even devotees undergo such tribulations. First reason, he says that for increasing the longing of the devotee toward the Supreme Lord. So when he is put under such situations, with great longing the devotee calls out for the Supreme Lord. Or under such situations, a devotee is able to see the, experience the presence of the Supreme Lord more profoundly. So in order to, increase that experience of Krishna's presence, or increase that longing for Krishna's presence in the devotee's heart, that is the first reason why the Supreme Lord makes even devotees undergo such problems. Second reason is that, for letting the opinions of others who say that karmas of this life can only be destroyed by experiencing them. Because this is the viewpoint of the Mimamsakas. They say that whatever karma you have to experience it. That is the only way of destroying that karma. So, Krishna also follows this policy of na buddhi bedam janayed. Unnecessarily, he does not want to confuse people and make them completely get confused about their convictions. Okay? That if one performs a bad activity, he has to experience the results. He has to experience the fruits of his karma. Okay? This is common, this thing. For common men, they have to accept this law of karma. Okay? They cannot prematurely give up this law of karma. Okay? So in order to unnecessarily not wanting to bewilder such people, Krishna makes even the devotees undergo such tribulations. Okay? That is the second reason. And the third reason is that to protect the confidential nature of his devotees. He does not want to expose his devotees to everyone. If everyone sees that whoever takes up to devotional service, get four-handed Vishnu forms and descend up to Vaikuntha, then the confidential nature of bhakti cannot be, then for all wrong reasons, people may take up to worshipping the Supreme Lord. So therefore, in order to protect the confidential nature of his devotees, he sometimes makes them go through such tribulations. But elsewhere, in one of his purports to Bhagavad Gita, Srila Baldev Vidyabhushan comments that the tribulations undergone by such devotees is compared to, he gives an analogy. He says, if you take a piece of silk, okay, if you take a piece of silk, you don't put it in fire, but take it near fire. It should not get burnt, but it should become hot. It should experience the heat of that fire, but it should not be burnt by fire. So when it experiences the heat of that fire, that silk externally looks like silk. But when you touch that silk, it crumbles into powder. Because all the lattice, whatever, the structure is lost. Okay, it's no longer silk. It only externally looks like silk. The moment you touch that silk, it crumbles into powder. So he says that the tribulations experienced by pure devotees are like that. For an external person, he sees silk. But the devotee himself understands that it's no longer silk. It has crumbled into powder. So all those tribulations, he is not experiencing. He may be crying out of Krishna Prem, pure devotee. Whereas the other person may think that maybe he is crying because like the others thought about Kolavechas Sridhar. They thought, maybe he is hungry, do din se kaya nahi, you know, take this pumpkin, take this, you know, vegetable, cook yourself some meal and, you know, keep quiet, like that they used to say. They thought that maybe he was crying out of hunger because they never saw him eat anything and he was very thin. So, Baladeva Vidya Bhushan says their experience of tribulations is also like that silk which has been heated. It has no property of silk. It only externally looks like silk. And he writes that Krishna does that to protect the confidential nature of his devotees and the confidential nature of the process of devotional service, like that. Okay, so we'll continue. Then they say, but one may say that, hey, you're talking about Krishna Katha, Krishna Katha. But isn't this life meant to eat, sleep and make merry? That seems like a more exciting proposal. Okay. So, this morning my father had called, incidentally. Okay. And he was asking me, where are you? What are you doing? So I said, I am in Pune. So Pune, why you have come to Pune? So I said, to, you know, speak Bhagavatam. So he thought maybe 1 hour. I said, 3 hours in the morning, 3 hours in the evening. My father was telling, why you are torturing those people so much? Okay. So I was telling, you know, what? 3 hours in the morning, 3 hours in the evening. Why don't you let them have some nice time? Why you are making them sit in one place and, you know, three hours, 6 hours like that? Huh? So one may say that isn't life meant to be light and, you know, some nice time? So eat, sleep and make merry. So Shaunakadi Rishi says, taravaho, taravaha kimna jivanti. He says, if to live a long life is the goal of life, then the trees, okay, like there are the giant sequoia trees in the United States, which are like 5,000 years, you know, 2,000 years, 3,000 years old. And Maharaj speaks about this redwood trees. Okay, they are also, you know, quite, they have very long life. And bastraha kimna shvasantyuta. Bastraha means a blacksmith's bellow. You know, I don't know if they use it anymore. Okay, they might have some electrical, like in our Vada form also we have, you know, to blow that air, they have, you have to plug it. Okay, it's, no one anymore uses those, you know, in traditional days. Not traditional means not so traditional. Even I have seen my aunt, you know, trying to, you know, start the fire, chula, by blowing. The blacksmith has a bellow. You know, it looks like an accordion. You know, you have seen an accordion. So it's like, you pump it and then it gives air for the fire to blaze. Okay. So they say, if living a long life, healthy life, if that is the goal, then the bellows of a blacksmith, they breathe much better than human beings. Na khadanti na mehanti kim grame pashavo apare. And if eating lot of nice food, if that is the goal of life, an elephant has the capacity to eat much more. An elephant must be more happy. And if having a nice, you know, sexual life, if that is the parameter of success, then a pigeon is much more successful in life than human beings, because their capacity is much more. So therefore, they are telling to Suta Goswami that we don't think that such a life is worthy life. We think that time that is spent in hearing Krishna Katha is only worthy time. Nothing else is worthy. Okay? And we are really convinced about it. Okay? Therefore, you should continue to speak Krishna Katha, like that they are mentioning to Suta Goswami. And then they say that now they start giving a limb by limb description of a person who declines to take the path of bhakti. Okay? Just like we saw, you know, Kapila Dev in this third canto, he will give a limb by limb description of the form of Paramatma that a yogi meditates on. So like that, now Shaunakadi Rishis are going to give a limb by limb description of that unfortunate person who rejects the path of bhakti. They say, Shvavidvaraho shtrakaraihi samstuta purusha pashuhu nayat karna pato peto jatu namagadagrajaha. So they say, purusha pashu, this human animal, who is that human animal? Yat karnapata upeto na jatu gadagrajaha nama. Never once the holy name of the Supreme Lord has entered into the ears of such a person. Such a person, he says that he is a human animal. But one may say, are most people fall in that category only? And these great, great leaders who are there, who are glorified, okay, not so many people seem to glorify these various sadhus about whom you are speaking. But there are so many more people who are glorifying a cricket star, a cinema star. And these people, they never hear any Krishna katha. So, Shaunakadi Rishi say, Shva vid varaha ushtra karaihi. Those people who glorify these personalities, they are also animals, but some special category animals. They say, dogs, hogs, camels and donkeys. Okay. And Prabhupada, interestingly, in his purport, he comments on why these four animals got the privilege of entering into the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. So he says, what is so special about dogs, hogs, camels and donkeys? Prabhupada writes in the purport. He says, a dog serves the master for meager pieces of bread. Similarly, humans run after such low masters for meager reward. That is one reason. Okay. A dog very faithfully serves his master, but in return, the master gives some, you know, dried bread or something. Also, a dog becomes angry for no reason. You know, you see, you are walking your way somewhere. Suddenly from nowhere, the dog starts barking. In GV, at least off late, there has been, especially in this season, so many dogs. And you are peacefully walking somewhere, suddenly they start barking. Okay. So, if a human goes, or if another dog comes, another dog is running somewhere, and suddenly this dog will go and start engaging in a fight with that dog, like that. So for these two reasons, it becomes angry for no reason. And then, what about hogs? Prabhupada writes, just like a pig has no discrimination in eating, it eats whatever comes. Okay, materialists also don't have any discrimination. Meat is not meant for men, but they still eat. That's why such people are compared to hogs. That is the second animal. Third, camel. I mean, dogs, hogs, TK. Many times Prabhupada also speaks. Suddenly camel seems like, where did camel come from? Prabhupada writes, a camel takes pleasure in eating thorns. When a camel eats a thorn, when the thorn pricks his tongue, his own blood comes. And the camel thinks it is the taste of the thorn. And he really likes that taste. And he is relishing. And he is looking for more thorn. But actually what he is eating is his own blood, which he is tasting. So Prabhupada writes, similarly, material life is full of thorns. And sex life really sucks one's blood. But materialist still takes pleasure in it. Therefore, such human beings are compared to camels. Then Prabhupada writes, what is so special about donkeys, ass? He says, an ass works very hard, but not for his own profit. He gets no profit. Okay? His master dangles a carrot. Okay? And the ass goes after that carrot, but never gets it. He thinks, maybe in my return journey I will get. But at the end of that journey, the master takes that carrot and saves it for the next day. Okay? So therefore, Prabhupada writes, an ass works very hard, but not for his own profit. Similarly, materialistic men work very hard, but not to achieve the aim of life, that is self-realization. Also, an ass is so henpecked that in spite of being kicked by its companion, it is still after sex. And Prabhupada writes that the same is true with materialists. Only animalistic leaders feel proud for being adored by such dog, hog, camel and ass-like materialists. But in spite of such flattery, they can never be considered in the category of men. Prabhupada doesn't say devotees. Prabhupada says they cannot be considered even in the category of men. How much ever, you know, they may be glorified by other similar animalistic men, but they cannot be considered even in the category of men, like the Prabhupada writes in the purport. Then he continues, bile batoru krama vikramanye nashranvata karna pute narasya jihvasati dardurike vasuta nachopagayatyurugaya gata. He says, aho bata, how lamentable. Narasya karna pute, that ear holes of that person, ye na shrinvataha urukrama vikraman, the ear holes of that person which has never heard the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he says, bile, they are compared to snake holes. Okay? Which means nothing auspicious is going to come out of that hole, only some snakes will come. And then he says, jihwa, the tongue of that person, nacha upagayati urugaya gata, the tongue of that person which does not chant the glories of the Lord, dardurika eva, dardurika means a frog. When a frog starts speaking, till he speaks, a snake cannot trace that frog. He is safe. The moment he starts croaking, immediately the snake comes and catches him. Okay, so he says that such a person speaking will only bring the snake of death close. Okay, for such a person, ayur harati vai pumsam. You know, with every passing of day and night, his one day he is closer to death. Like that Shaunakadi Rishis are mentioning. Okay, so recently, in the Brahmachari retreat, in one of the question answer sessions, His Grace Radhesham Prabhu was mentioning about how this whole thing starts. He mentioned that it starts with useless talk. He was quoting Bhaktivinod Thakur. He was mentioning that it starts with useless talk. Just useless talk, what he mentioned, very interesting. He said, topics like should I go for Ayurveda or homeopathy or allopathy, you know, such kind of apparently, you know, very harmless topics. He said allopathy or Ayurveda, Prabhuji was telling, allopathy or Ayurveda, do it, but speak about Krishna, don't keep speaking about whether should I go for allopathy or Ayurveda, you know, whatever it is. Whatever you want to do, do. But speak about Krishna. Don't waste that time speaking about, you know, discussing about such things. Like that. And then this useless talk, then becomes a debate and argument. Someone would say, you know what happened when someone took this allopathic medicine? The other person would say, are you think this happens only with allopathy? In Ayurveda also I have these, you know, such things happened, like that. So it will, you know, escalate into debate and argument. And he said, then it will escalate into fault finding and eventually into blasphemy. Like that he was mentioning. So therefore, Rajesham Prabhu was mentioning that we have to nip it at the bud stage only. Okay. Let even that useless talk not start. Even it may, however, you know, very in harmless it may seem like. But still, Prabhuji was mentioning one should nip it at the bud because it has the capacity to escalate into, you know, eventually blasphemy. And he said, spend that time discussing about Krishna, like that. So, and Prabhuji quoted also this verse, very nice verse from the 11th canto, which, you know, later I referred. He says, Paraswabhava karmani ya prashamsati nindati sa ashu brashyate swartad asati abhiniveshitaha. So Prabhuji was quoting this verse, he was mentioning, yaha prashamsati nindati. One may say that, main kisi ka ninda to nahi kar raha hu. I am just glorifying Ayurveda, one may say. But this verse says, yaha prashamsati, prashamsa kar raha hai, or nindati, if he is criticizing. Para swabhava karmani, the material activities and behavior of others. He may either glorify him or criticize him, doesn't matter. He says, saha ashu swartad brashyate. Such a person will very quickly be deviated from his self-interest. Why? Asati abhiniveshataha. Because of his absorption in asat, in the illusory dualities. One may apparently be glorifying only someone, but if he is glorifying a material quality, then still it is asat, asati abhinivesh. Because of that, saha ashu swartad brashyate. Such a person will very quickly be deviated from his own self-interest. Like that. So Prabhuji was mentioning that one should stop it at the stage of useless talk. Not even glorifying someone's material qualities or material things. Better the safe, he was mentioning, is to stick to direct Krishna Katha. Like that. Okay. Okay. Bhara parampatta kirita jushtam apyuttamangam nanamen mukundam shavau karauno kurute saparyam harer lasat kanchana kankanauva. He said, Uttama angam means the topmost, most important part of the body. Parampatta kirita jushtam, it may be endowed with very wonderful crown or, you know, turban. But bharaha, it is just a heavy weight. Na namen mukundam, if that head does not bow down to Mukunda's lotus feet, then that head, even though endowed with a very costly turban or crown, it is a weight that will sink him in this ocean of samsara. Okay? If that head does not bow down to Mukunda. Shavau karauno kurute saparyam. Harer lasat kanchana kankanava. One may be wearing a very dazzling, expensive, jewel studded golden bangle. But na kurute saparyam, but if that hand does not worship the deity form of the Lord, shavau karau, that hand is considered the hand of a dead body. Okay, like that.
Barhayite te nayane naranam lingani vishno na nirikshato ye padaundranam tau drumajanma bajau kshetrani nanu vrajate hareryau. Nayane naranam, the eyes of human beings, Vishnor lingani na nirikshato, that which has not seen the form of or which is not inclined to see the form of Lord Vishnu's deity form, barhaitete, they are like the eyes in a peacock feather. Plumes of a peacock. Okay. It looks really beautiful. Okay. It looks more beautiful than our own eyes to look. Okay. But actually it does not serve the purpose of seeing. One cannot see any object using a peacock's eye. Including the peacock himself cannot see. Okay, he has a different eyes which is not so beautiful. But the plumes of a peacock feather, that eye cannot be used for seeing. It doesn't serve its purpose. However beautiful it may look like. Padau nrinam trau druma janma bajau. And the legs of that person which has not taken him to any holy place or temple of the Supreme Lord, kshetrani na anuvrajate. He says, druma janma bajau. It is like trunks of a tree. It is of no use like that. Jeevan shavo bhagavatangri renum na jato martyo bilabetayastu. Shri Vishnu padya manujastu lasya shvasan shavo yastu na veda gandam. That person na jatu abilabeta bhagavata angri renum. That person who does not smear his body with the dust from devotee's lotus feet, jivan shavo, such a person is like a living dead. Like we say zombies. You have heard zombies. So like that. And Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, he is like a ghost. And in the purport, it is mentioned that living corpse means a ghost who frightens the devotees with his presence. So in his presence, the devotees get frightened and they run away. Such a person. Which person is that? One who does not smear his body with the dust from the devotee's feet. And Prabhupada writes, it means serving the devotees. Prabhupada quotes this verse from the fifth canto. Jadabharat speaking to Rahugana. He says, Rahuganaita tapasana yati nacche jaya nirvapanat grihadva nachandasanai vajalagni suryair vina mahatpadarajobhishekam. He says, my dear Rahugana, the perfectional stage of devotional service or the Paramahamsa stage of life cannot be attained unless one is blessed by the dust of great devotees. It is never attained by tapasya or performing sacrifice and so on, he says. So, smearing the body with dust of devotees' lotus feet means serving them like that. Or one who does not take to sadhu sangha seriously. Okay. And then, Shri Vishnu Padya Manujas Tulasya Shvashan Savo Yastu Naveda Gandam. And that person who has not had the opportunity to smell the fragrance of Tulsi leaf which has been offered to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, such a person is also similarly a ghost, even though he may be breathing. Okay. You may put your hand to his nose and you may be able to feel the breath, but he's still a dead personality. Like that. Then, after describing the external limbs of such a personality, Shaunakadi Rishis, they are describing his heart. They say, Tadashmasharam hridayam batedam yad grihyamanair harinama deyaihi navikriyeta tayada vikaro netre jalam gatra ruheshu harshaha. They say, tad hridayam na vikriyeta. That heart which does not transform, yad grihyamaner harinamadhyayahi, when the Lord's holy names are sung, when it does not transform the heart of a person, yada vikaro, even though it may show some external manifestations of tears and hair standing on end, netre jalam gatra ruheshu harshaha. Even though it may show some external symptoms, but if the heart has not been transformed, ಇನ್ ಭಕ್ತರ ಸಂದು ರೂಪ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಕಾಲ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಚಿತ್ತ ಮಾಶ್ರಣ್ಯತ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಸಾಫ್ಟನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ಡ್ಯೂ ಟು ದಿ ಅಪಿಯರೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಭಾವ. ಓಕೆ, ಸೊ ಬೋತ್ ಅಶ್ಮಸಾರಂ ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಸಚ್ ಅ ಪರ್ಸನ್ಸ್ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರ್ಡ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಅ ಅಯರ್ನ್. ಸೊ ಬೋತ್ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವಿಶ್ವನಾಥ ಚಕ್ರ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಪರ್ಪೋರ್ಟ್ ದೇ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್ ದಿಸ್, ದೇ ಸೇ ದಟ್ ಈವನ್ ದೋ ಸಮ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ಸ್ ಸಮಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಮೇ ಶೋ ಸಚ್, ವಿ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಎಸ್ಟರ್ಡೇ ಆಲ್ಸೋ, ಮೇ ಶೋ ಸಚ್ ಸಿಮ್ಟಮ್ಸ್ ಎಸ್ ಟಿಯರ್ಸ್ ಫ್ಲೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಐಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹೇರ್ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ಎಂಡ್, ಬಟ್ ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ರಿಲಯಬಲ್ ಸಿಮ್ಟಮ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಭಾವ. ದ ರಿಲಯಬಲ್ ಸಿಮ್ಟಮ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಭಾವ ಆರ್ ಮಾನಶೂನ್ಯತ, ಆಶಾಬಂಧ, ಅವ್ಯರ್ಥ ಕಾಲತ್ವಂ, ನಾಮಗಾನೆ ಸದಾ ರುಚಿ, ಪ್ರೀತಿಸ್ತದ್ ವಸತಿ ಸ್ಥಳೆ, ಆಸಕ್ತಿಸ್ತದ್ ಗುಣಾಖ್ಯಾನೆ. ದೀಸ್ 9 ಸಿಮ್ಟಮ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ರಿಲಯಬಲ್ ಸಿಮ್ಟಮ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಭಾವ. ವೆರಸ್ ವೆನ್ ಸಮೋನ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಶೋಯಿಂಗ್ ದೀಸ್ ಸಿಮ್ಟಮ್ಸ್ ಬಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಶೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟರ್ನಲ್ ಟಿಯರ್ಸ್ ಫ್ಲೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಐಸ್ ಹೇರ್ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ಎಂಡ್, ಹಿ ನಾಟ್ ವಿತ್ ದಿ ಇಂಟೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಫೇಕಿಂಗ್, ಸಮೋನ್ ಮೇ ನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ಫೇಕಿಂಗ್, ಬಟ್ ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ಇಫ್ ಸಚ್ ಸಿಮ್ಟಮ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ದೇರ್, ರೂಪ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಭಾವ ಬಾಸ್, ದ ಶ್ಯಾಡೋ ಆಫ್ ಭಾವ, ಇಟ್ಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ರಿಯಲ್ ಭಾವ. ಅಂಡ್ ದಿ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಚ್ ಅ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಇಸ್ ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರ್ಡ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಲೈಕ್ ಅ ಸ್ಟೀಲ್ ಫ್ರೇಮ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್ ಹಿ ರೈಟ್ಸ್. ಓಕೆ, ಸೊ ಅಂಡ್ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಪರ್ಪೋರ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ಡೀಟೇಲ್ ಟಾಕ್ಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದೀಸ್ 9 ಸಿಮ್ಟಮ್ಸ್, ಯು ನೋ ಹೌ ದೇ ಆರ್ ದ ರಿಲಯಬಲ್ ಸಿಮ್ಟಮ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಭಾವ, ನಾಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಯು ನೋ ಕ್ರೈಯಿಂಗ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹೇರ್ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ಎಂಡ್. ಓಕೆ, ಅಂಡ್ ಫೈನಲಿ ಶೌನಕಾದಿ ರಿಷೀಸ್ ಎಂಡ್ ಬೈ ಮೆನ್ಷನಿಂಗ್ ಅತಾಭಿದೇಹ್ಯಂಗ ಮನೋನುಕೂಲಂ ಪ್ರಭಾಷಸೆ ಭಾಗವತ ಪ್ರಧಾನ ಯದಾಹ ವೈಯಾ ಸಕಿರಾತ್ಮ ವಿದ್ಯಾ ವಿಶಾರದೋ ನೃಪತಿಂ ಸಾಧು ಪೃಷ್ಟಃ. ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಮೈ ಡಿಯರ್ ಸುತ್ತ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಅಭಿದೇಹಿ, ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಟೆಲಸ್. ಸೊ ವಾಟ್ ಶುಡ್ ಐ ಟೆಲ್? ಮನೋ ಅನುಕೂಲಂ ಪ್ರಭಾಷಸೆ, ವಿ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಫೋರ್ಸಿಂಗ್ ಯು, ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಅಕಾರ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಯುವರ್ ಇನ್ಕ್ಲಿನೇಷನ್, ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಇನ್ಕ್ಲೈನ್ ಟು ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಸ್ಪೀಕ್. ಯತ್ ಭಾಗವತ ಪ್ರಧಾನ ವೈಯಾಸಕಿ ವಿಚ್ ದಿ ಬೆಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಶುಕದೇವ್ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಆತ್ಮವಿದ್ಯಾ ವಿಶಾರದ ಹೂ ವಾಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪರ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಎಡ್ ನೃಪತಿಂ ಆಹ ದಟ್ ಹಿ ಸ್ಪೋಕ್ ಟು ದ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಸಾಧು ಪೃಷ್ಟ ಆನ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಆಸ್ಕ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಪರೀಕ್ಷಿತ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಹಿ ಸ್ಪೋಕ್ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಅಕಾರ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಯುವರ್ ಇನ್ಕ್ಲಿನೇಷನ್ ವಿಚ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಮೇ ನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಸೇಮ್ ಆರ್ಡರ್ ದಟ್ ಶುಕದೇವ್ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಸ್ಪೋಕ್ ಬಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಆರ್ಡರ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಇನ್ಕ್ಲೈನ್ ಟು ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಯು ಸ್ಪೀಕ್. ಓಕೆ, ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್ ದೇ ಟ್ರೈ ಟು ಇನ್ಸ್ಪೈರ್ ಶುಕದೇವ್ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಟು ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಫರ್ದರ್. ಸೊ ಟುಮಾರೋ ವಿಲ್ ಟ್ರೈ ಟು ಸಿ ಇಫ್ ವಾಟ್ ಸೂತ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಇಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಸ್ಪೀಕ್. ಇಸ್ ಈ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಮೆನ್ಷನ್ ದಟ್ ಸಮ್ ಕಾನ್ವರ್ಸೇಷನ್ ಎವೆನ್ಚುಲಿ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ಡ್ ಆರ್ ಡಿಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್, ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಸ್ಪೀಕ್? ಸೊ ವಿಲ್ ಸಿ ಟುಮಾರೋ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಫೋರ್ತ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್. ಓಕೆ, ಶಿಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ಕಿ, ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕಿ.